I'm here in Cuy. We're on Lake Geneva, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Sadly, this is the last day. We've only been here a couple of days because my mum went to see her goddaughter in Puy, not far from Cuy. Two very similar words, just all on Lake Geneva, just outside of Lausanne, and it is absolutely beautiful. So this is our last breakfast in Switzerland, and we're sharing it with a few Swiss-French people on the tables next to us. And of course I had to order an espresso. And what's really funny is that it's actually the same bean-to-cup machine that they're using here, that they used in the Jura Mountain, in the Swiss-French Jura Mountains, where we were before in Verbois. But anyway, it looks the same. The cup's different. The cup's not as nice. It's kind of round, squarish. It looks kind of weird. The crema on top, nothing to report, actually, because it's almost non-existent. It's not even a millimeter high, and it's blonde, and I've, of course, done my little pushing back of the crema, and it immediately kind of just doesn't bounce back. It just stays away. And putting my nose to it, it smells kind of a bit burned, really. Well, no, actually not burned. That would be unfair. It smells, I don't know. I think my sense of smell has disappeared, has left me here. But I've got a beautiful croissant to go with it, fresh, and some beautiful jam. Yes, on the continent you have jam for breakfast and not marmalade. That's a difference in itself. So I'm just going to have my first sip. Well, I mean, it's watery, very, very watery. And it's, again, there's not a real assault on the palate, but there's nothing pleasant on the palate either. I wouldn't want to equate this taste and this smell with coffee. Not even visually I'd like to equate it with coffee. It's got nothing to do with coffee. Coffee that we know. Coffee that's been roasted with love. Coffee that's been prepared with love. It's got nothing of those qualities whatsoever. That's not to say that it is beautiful here and that some people would probably enjoy this type of coffee, but only because they don't know better. So that's why our small artisan roasters like CGP or all these lovely people that I met in London do such a great job. But how do we get this across to people who don't know that this exists? That's the big challenge. Anyway, signing out from Switzerland, Lake Geneva.